These dreamers reject authority. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church of North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast 387. It's February 3rd, 2016. Well, today the list continues. I'm talking about the list that Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote in his little letter, telling you the very many ways of identifying a false Christian and a false teacher. So, church, beware. The more I get into the book of Jude, or the letter of Jude, the more I am glad that I started on it, the more I am glad that I'm doing this, because I know that many of the people who listen to sermon audio and who listen to this podcast are people who want to know the truth, who are into truth. So be careful. The church, I'm talking about small c, I guess, not necessarily the body of Christ, but what we call the church in the West and throughout the world, has been infiltrated time and again by the false. Oh, be careful. Be God's man, be God's woman in these days when truth seems to be so very cheap and is sold so quickly. We're in verse 8 of the letter of Jude. You say, why don't you give the chapter? Because there's only one chapter for all new people today. So I don't say Jude 1:8, just Jude verse 8. I'll read it again. Likewise also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. They defile the flesh. Two of the three examples he gives above that we talked about already, you have to go back and check out either the daily blog that I'm doing that's covering the same material. Well, I won't say exactly the same because I tend to say a few more things when I'm talking, but generally the same material. It's there, and the audios are all there, so I can't keep going back. But the examples that we already gave, they have to do with sexual immorality, bringing the judgment of God forth. So it's no surprise here that these false men are, based on their dreams, things that they've been dreaming, they are using sexual means to infiltrate the church. What do men dream about? What do people dream about? The things that they think about a lot. Paul talks about using the grace of God, and they do this, to promote their lasciviousness. In other words, to say that anything goes now because of God's grace. Anything goes. God is good. God is free. The original libertarian. He's not trying to bind you. Just relax. Do what comes naturally. Anything goes. These men are loose sexually themselves, boasting again of their freedom in Christ, and so they are encouraging the church to be the same. You've heard it. I know you've heard this kind of teaching. One thinks immediately of naked Israel under Aaron's watch. Remember, Moses is up top, and the people begin dancing, just having a great time before their new God. Though they said it was Jehovah, this calf, that it was a new God, and they used the old forms of worship, the things that they knew from Egypt, to glorify this calf. They reject authority. This is the next in the list. I'm on number 6, really. If you haven't picked up on that, I'm just giving you a long list that Jude gives of ways to recognize these people. They reject authority. Pastors, elders are trying to tell them that their teachings are off base, drawing them aside, having little conferences with them, maybe even rebuking them publicly. But they continue on, perhaps That's what he's talking about here. Or their teachings fly in the face of apostolic letters already being circulated. In other words, the Bible of that day. They're already coming against what's in the Bible of their day. And the apostles, who are the Bible of the day in the first century, coming against them directly, perhaps. They're even perverting, perhaps, the old covenant scriptures, maybe denying their authenticity, as we see people have done down through the ages in our time too. In other words, the liberals of the day have already invaded and caused the people of God to doubt God's true men. They've spread confusion among the ranks. And then you can easily plant the rest of your agenda after people are confused. And then the seventh thing they do is they speak evil of dignitaries. It says in my Bible, it might say something different in yours. It might say glories or worthies or glorious ones. It's a difficult word to translate, evidently. Are we talking about angels? Perhaps they make light of angelic beings, maybe even doubt their existence, like the Sadducees did. Or are they coming against rulers, government leaders in the church, that is, apostles of that day, prophets, pastors, teachers, men worthy of the honor of the church, men who are to be the very glory of the church, perhaps. Others suggest maybe these are civil rulers. The powers that be, you know, are ordained of God. Have you figured out who God wants to be elected in America in this next cycle? Have you figured it out yet? I'm not sure that I have. But when I do, I'm going to be on that person's side, even if it's the worst person in the group. I'll be on that person's side if I know that God has in mind to put someone evil in charge as a judgment on my nation. And we deserve every bit of it. I'm asking for mercy, and I hope you are too. But we deserve judgment. We're an evil nation. We've become such an evil nation. It's just permeating everything we see and do. It's evil here. Darkness has come upon our nation. And so when an evil person is in charge, we just assume that the evil people want that person, and God allows that to happen. Don't you remember Jeremiah preaching to the people of his day, allowing Nebuchadnezzar, telling them, go to Nebuchadnezzar, go ahead and surrender to Babylon, you're already defeated. It's finished. He wasn't saying, let's reform the nation. There's still chance. There wasn't any chance. I didn't say that's true of America, but there comes a time when it is true. Someday it will be, if it's not now. So we need to find out what God's thinking about our nation before we decide who God has already chosen as our next leader. The election's already taken place, folks. Get on God's side. Did I say that already? Seems like I did. I'm sorry. You know, you get a little older and all right, here we go. Back to number 7 here. Civil rulers. Those powers that are in the world today, believe it or not, even Kim Jong-un, ordained of God. That gives me grief inside. And I still pray for his removal because I don't know the perfect plan of God. It could be that it was to happen up until February 3rd, 2016, and this might be the day. So I just go ahead and pray in ignorance until God would just show up and say, no, you can't pray about that anymore. I'm going to keep praying that God's people will be set free in North Korea and other places. But the powers that be, strange to see, they are ordained of God. Strange as it may seem to you, that's how it is. We're to fear these governmental leaders. Honor the king, says your Bible. When the king was Nero, God said, honor the king. Yeah. Somehow, I haven't been faithful in that lately, and the man that's been in charge of my nation for some time now, I have been disrespectful. I've never said it to him personally because I don't have a personal contact with him, but yeah, it's difficult when you see the immorality that is coming to our nation because of the leadership. It's hard to be respectful, and yet we are still, and I'll say it whether I did it or not, I'll say it that we are to honor the king, give respect, because that man is ordained of God to be our leader. But these men do not have a high regard for anyone's position anywhere except their own, these ones that Jude is talking about. Yes, I am actually getting back to the book of Jude again. Jude says these people only honor themselves. They don't honor anyone else. They just tear down everybody around them. Have you been around somebody like that? I think if you listen to talk radio long enough, there's a little bit of poison in there. I understand talk radio. I understand why people on those stations are angry and why they say the things they do. But if you listen to it too much and to the wrong men, your spirit is only angry, only angry. And that's not what God has called us to either. We must not fall, though, into what Jude was talking about, where we have no regard for anybody except ourselves. It's a dangerous, dangerous attitude to be against everything all the time, especially those in authority. And if you're that way in your church, too, how much worse it is. Always critical. Always angry, always coming against. Well, he did this, and he said that, but he's an imperfect man. Pray for him. Pray for him. Talk to him. Love him. Serve him until he comes against Christ himself. There are things you're going to have to maybe disagree on for a while, but this attitude of I'll come against him, I'll beat him, that just shows your own pride, not that you're so doctrinally pure. Well, verse 9. Finally ready to move on to verse 9. We can get started on it anyway. Verse 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against even the devil a reviling accusation. But he said, the Lord rebuke you. Wow, there's a strange verse. Here's an example of respect to counter the attitude of disrespect that was in the false teachers. And it's in the church more than just in the false teachers. We're talking about false people. We're talking about you maybe being a false person and me at from time to time becoming false because we see something just so obviously wrong going on and we want to say something. And perhaps there's a time and a place to say something. Another time to just keep your mouth shut. Be very careful what you do because the powers that be, even in your church, are ordained of God. Now you can change that. As I said, I even pray for Kim Jong-un to be removed. And you can find a way to remove things. But remember that until they are removed, they're there in place. Even Jesus talked about doing what you were supposed to do with the Pharisees. Don't do as they say, but don't do as they do, but do as they say. If they're speaking some truth anyway, then they're in Moses' seat. They're in a seat of authority. You've got to obey them. Be very careful in your church to strike that balance of truth and love, truth and mercy. You need both. Don't want to have the pendulum swing too far away here. But there's a balance you've got to find, and I do too. Jude will give us a fascinating insight here when we pick this up tomorrow into the spirit world, into the angelic world, to remind us just how important respect is for the child of God. There are levels of authority in place for our own safety, and we're to honor them, not try to destroy them. Bad things happen when the structure falls apart. Well, thank you for joining with me today. Tough stuff in the book of Jude. Keep calling it a book. It's a strange word to apply to 25 verses, but it was meant as a letter, and it was a letter to you and a letter to me, and I'm happy for it. Would you subscribe to my podcast, please? Would you go to the top of the page that you should be on right now if you're listening to me and click on that orange button that you see at the top? And then when it comes open, you click on iTunes, and every day after that, this podcast will come to your device, whatever it is, and you'll be able to listen. You'll know when I'm going to send you something. Every once in a while, I don't. Every Saturday, I don't do a podcast, except way late at night sometime for the Sunday podcast. And then every once in a while, there's a break, and I just don't have it for one reason or another, but you'll know when it's coming to you. Tomorrow, we pick up Jude again, verse 9. Eventually we'll be going to talk about the president of the United World, God's world that's going to be coming. Right before Jesus comes, there's another ordained person of God coming. And then we'll talk about, after all of that, the questions in the book of Genesis. Yes, Spurgeon's going to come in there somewhere. We always like taking Spurgeon breaks so you can get a hold of a real preacher, real man of God who knew how to talk and knew what to say. God bless Charles Spurgeon. All right, verse 8 is where we began. These dreamers reject authority. Don't be one of them. God bless you today.